Get the Angel Reese special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating restaurants for a limited time.
You got so much to do. It's got you feeling blue. Put a little play in your day.
Subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Expert corporate finance, tax, and M&A services. Driving your business growth. Visit ForvisMazars.ie.
Ian Guider of the Business Post. Tell us about another bumper tax take for the state in the month of February.
Yes, evening, Matt. A soaring amount of tax coming in, spending going out, and yet we're still producing a surplus. Total tax revenues in the first 2 months of this year, 15.2 billion euro, an increase of just over 3 billion euro on last year. A good chunk of it is down to the Apple tax money still being transferred over to the Irish government. So of that 3.2 billion increase, 1.7 billion was down to Apple money coming in. But even exclude that, taxes across the board, tax revenues across the board are coming in. Income tax revenue higher, VAT higher by 7%. Corporation tax pretty much doubled over the first couple of months of this year to 1.1 billion. Now, the Department of Finance do say that about pretty much all of that increase is down to a large one-off payment of around 500 million. But still, Matt, you take those increases in taxes and the Apple money, and we produced a total surplus of this year so far of 3.2 billion euro. Now, on the other side of the government's accounts, spending is going up. There was an 11% increase in spending in the first couple of months of this year, most of it in the housing sector, Matt, because there's been a lot of money invested by the government so far this year on housing schemes. But if you take it overall, Matt, the public finances, even if you exclude the one-off money from Apple, are benefiting from the very strong Irish economy, which is, of course, down to those multinational companies that pay a hell of a lot of corporation tax receipts, pay high wages to an awful lot of Irish people, and that goes into the exchequer. But still, the Irish economy is generating huge surpluses and huge tax revenues at a time when countries across Europe, Matt, are struggling and implementing austerity policies. Look at the absolute mess of the German economy and even the UK economy.
Yeah, but the thing is, will we be able to continue to get those tax revenues in, particularly after Donald Trump meets Micheál Martin next week, and then when he announces his EU tariffs or confirms them for the start of April? And the reason I bring that up is that there's also interesting to say Enterprise Ireland, on the day when we discover that unemployment is down to a rate of 3.9%, which is virtually full employment, as good as it gets, that Enterprise Ireland aims to create 40,000 new jobs over the next 5 years. And you wonder, is that good enough? I mean, do we not need to be doing more to support indigenous Irish companies? We're making an awful lot about the Irish companies who were invested in the United States, like CRH, Flutter, Paddy Power, Kingspan, Smurfit, Kerry Group, Glanbia. But where's the next generation of these Irish companies to do the things overseas, as well as creating the jobs and major new businesses at home?
Yeah, and if any of our listeners have picked up a copy of the Business Post over the last 5 or 6 years, you would have read plenty of columns from me calling for us to reduce that reliance on multinationals and spend more state money building up bigger Irish companies. Well, today, Minister Peter Burke, the Enterprise Minister, along with the interim Enterprise Ireland Chief Executive and also the Chairman, launched that new strategy. Between now and the end of 2029, Enterprise Ireland wants to create 40,000 new jobs, bringing the total amount of people employed in companies the agency backs with either its loans or grants or support or whatever to 275,000 people. But you're right, what they want to do is to create a bigger number of Irish companies that trade around the world. So they define a large company as somebody employing more than 250 people, and they want to get about 150 of those companies set up and established over the next couple of years, or from existing companies to expand. And they hope these companies will generate around 50 billion of exports. Probably a lot of it will go to the United States, but also to other countries around the world, so that we don't rely on the largesse or on the generosity of American companies, and that you have Irish companies who invest heavily in research and development, which invest in their staff and invest in growing overseas. And therefore, you don't have the Irish economy on the edge of where it's worried about every couple of days, will we lose tax revenues from multinational companies, or could tariffs have an impact on the economy? So that's what Enterprise Ireland want to do over the next couple of years. They see opportunities, because there are Irish companies, Matt, that are large enough right now, or they're medium-sized companies, companies that have very innovative products and services, particularly around things such as renewable energy, involved in different types of the software sector and technology, that could expand if they were given huge amounts of support and were able to attract investment as well. So there is an opportunity here to grow the Irish economy. But as I've been saying, and as I've been writing for so long now, these decisions should have been taken many years ago, not when the boot is on our throat. We're being forced to do it.
Tell us about the profitability of AIB.
Well, once upon a time, Matt, a lot of people would have been outraged by the profits of the Irish banks. And here we have today AIB coming out with a profit last year after tax of 2.3 billion euro, an increase of 3 billion euro on the previous year. How is it making all of this money, even though interest rates fell last year? Well, as I've been repeating often so many times, people weren't taking advantage of higher savings rates, so the banks were making money, but also because lending across the board at AIB is increasing. New lending last year up 17% to 14.5 billion euro. Mortgage lending increasing quite strongly by the bank, up almost a billion euro last year. Corporate and small business lending also rising by around 1.5 billion euro. So the bank able to benefit from higher interest rates on those new loans, and as I said, benefiting from the fact that many people are not switching to higher interest rate accounts. Now, one thing that did come out of these results today as well is the amount of profits, Matt, that it's making. It's going back into the pockets of shareholders and more. So it's paying out a total of 2.6 billion euro in dividend payments that shareholders will get next year, but also buying back some of the shares on the market, which allows people to sell them, but also buying back the government's remaining stake in the bank. Of the 21 billion we've put into AIB so far, we have gotten back 18.5 billion euro. And the chief executive, Colin Hunt from AIB, said today that the path is clear, that by the summer, probably, the government's remaining 12.4% stake in the bank could be bought back by AIB or sold onto the market. And based on the current share price, the trajectory of bank shares, Irish bank shares have been doing pretty well over the last few years. It is probably possible and very much likely that the state will have gotten all of that 21 billion euro investment.
Albeit not inflation adjustment, but at the same time, I don't think we ever thought we were getting all that money back. Thank you, Ian Guider, for the Business Post.
The last word on Today FM.
Get the injury special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating restaurants for a limited time.